Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Wait.
Whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another edition of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble podcast for people who don't just study words, but eat them like a found can of beans on the 1,000th day of the apocalypse. I'm your host, Dave Postal, coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. And if you take away only one thing from our show today, it's that in competitive Scrabble, you never know what the winning word may be in any given Scrabble game, so why not learn all of them? This week's edition of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Boll & Branch. Experience the world's most comfortable bedding and softest sheets, enjoyed by three U.S. presidents. The world's first fair trade luxury bedding comes with a 30-night guarantee for 10% off your first order. Use the coupon code GOODNESS. For more information, go to bollandbranch.com. Scrabble Dabble Do is also in no particular order. Away we go. Sabal, S-A-B-A-L, is a palmetto and has the anagrams albas, A-L-B-A-S, which is a white brain substance, balls, B-A-L-S, which is a false god, balas, B-A-L-A-S, which is a red spinel, and balsa, B-A-L-S-A, and basil, B-A-S-A-L, which you know. Saved, S-A-V-E-D, or savid, meaning to understand, has the anagrams beads and based. Sabin, S-A-B-I-N, is a unit of sound absorption and has the anagram nabis, N-A-B-I-S, which are French artists as well as basin. Sabir is a French language, S-A-B-I-R, and has the anagram abris, A-B-R-I-S, which is a bomb shelter. Sabot, S-A-B-O-T, is a wooden shoe and has the anagram boast, boats, and botas, B-O-T-A-S, which is a leather bottle. Sacra, S-A-C-R-A, is the pelvic bone. Sade, S-A-D-H-E, is a Hebrew letter and has the anagrams heads, ashed, dash, hades, and shade. Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U, is a Hindu layman. Sadis, S-I-D-I-S, and S-I-D-S, both mean sir in as a way of expressing it to an Indian person. Saids, S-A-D-I-S, S-A-I-D-S, you can also spell it, well, we'll get to it in a few minutes. It's down the road here on this page as well. Sagum, S-A-G-U-M, is a Roman cloak. Magus is the anagram, M-A-G-U-S, which is a musician, and Goms, meaning to smear. Sahib, that's where it was. S-A-H-I-B is another way of saying sir. Sice, S-A-I-C-E, is a variation on the spelling of Sice, S-Y-C-E, which is a male Indian servant. Saiga, S-A-I-G-A, is a small antelope, while saith, S-A-I-T-H, means to utter. Sajou, S-A-J-O-U, is a long-tailed monkey, while Sakti, S-A-K-T-I, is the wife of a Hindu god and also has the anagram I-Cats, I-K-A-T-S, which is tie-dyed yarn fabric. Salep, S-A-L-E-P, is a starchy meal and has the anagram peels, pails, leaps, please, sepal, laps, and spale, S-P-A-L-E, which is a splinter. So you can put those five letters in just about any order, and you've got a word. Salic, S-A-L-I-C, is igneous rocks, and has the anagram laics, which are layman, L-A-I-C-S. Amyls, A-M-Y-L-S, compound. Salol, S-A-L-O-L, is a chemical compound as well. And the anagram of salol is olas, O-L-L-A-S, which is wide mouth jars. And by the way, olas takes an H hook in front of it. Salpa, S-A-L-P-A, is a free swimming tunicate and has the anagram Palsa, P-A-L-S-A, which is the land form of the subarctic. Samey, S-A-M-E-Y, means no variety and has the anagram Seamy, S-E-A-M-Y, which is unpleasant, just like this lesson. Samfu, S-A-M-F-U, is a casual Chinese outfit, while Samps, S-A-M-P-S, is coarsely ground corn and has the anagram Spams, S-P-A-M-S, and Spasm, S-P-A-S-M. Sangha, S-A-N-G-A, is a temporary fort and has the anagram Angas, which is a yoga practice, Nagas, which is a half snake, half human, and a G-A-S. Sang, S-A-N-G-H, is promoting unity among Hindu groups and has the anagrams Nash, G-N-A-S-H, and Hangs, H-A-N-G-S. Santo, not baseball player of the Chicago Cubs, Ron, but S-A-N-T-O, is a wooden image of a saint. Sapid, S-A-P-I-D, is a pleasant taste and has the anagram Paddy's, P-A-D-I-S, which is a rice field. Sapor, S-A-P-O-R, is flavor and has the anagrams Prowse, P-R-A-O-S, or P-R-O-A-S, and both of them mean the same thing. They are a Malaysian sailing vessel. Sari, S-A-R-E-E, is a variation on sari, the cloak, S-A-R-I, and has the anagrams erase and easer. Sargo, S-A-R-G-O, is a silvery fish and has the anagram agros, which you know. Sarks, S-A-R-K-S, is a shirt. Sarky is sarcastic and has the anagram Krays, K-R-A-Y-S, which is a Russian administrative territory. And Kayars, K-Y-A-R-S, which is fiber from coconut husks. Sarod, S-A-R-O-D, is an Indian stringed instrument and has the anagram Rhodes, which of course you know, R-O-A-D-S. And Dorsa, D-O-R-S-A, which is the back. Sasin, S-A-S-I-N, is an Indian antelope and has the anagram Sains, S-A-I-N-S, which is the making of the sign of the cross when you cross yourself on your body, okay? Then we've got this one, Satem, S-A-T-E-M, which is pertaining to Indo-European languages but has the anagrams, which you know them all, meets, teams, tames, steam, and mates, okay? Satis, S-A-T-I-S, is a Hindu widow. And Saw, S-A-U-G-H, is a willow tree, and you can spell it both S-A-U-G-H or S-A-U-C-H. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I think it's Saw both ways, though. Could be Sock, but don't quote me on that. Salt, S-A-U-L-T, is a waterfall and has the anagrams Salut, S-A-L-U-T, which means what you think it means, and Talus, T-A-L-U-S. Sauri, S-A-U-R-Y, is a marine fish. Savin, S-A-V-I-N, is an evergreen and has the anagram Venus, V-I-N-A-S, which is another Indian stringed instrument. We've got a whole band of Indians playing here. Saeed, S-A-Y-E-D, is another version of S-A-Y-I-D and S-A-D-H-E and S-A-D-I-S and S-A-I-D-S, and it means sir in Indian. Sayest, S-A-Y-S-T, means to utter. Thou sayest not. The anagram is stays, of course, S-T-A-Y-S. Scaup, S-C-A-U-P, is a sea duck. Siver, S-I-V-E-R, is a sewer, has the anagram Vires. Rives, R-I-V-E-S, to tear apart, and Vires, V-I-R-E-S, which is a force of power. Sixer, S-I-X-E-R, is a leader of six brownies or cubs, kind of like a den mother, but not. 60, S-I-X-T-E, is a fencing parry and has the anagrams exits and exist. Skald, S-K-A-L-D, is an ancient Scandinavian poet. Skied, S-K-E-E-D, is to ski and has the anagram deeks, D-E-K-E-S, which is to fake an opponent out of position. Skeen, S-K-E-E-N, has the anagram skeen, S-K-E-N-E. They both mean the same thing. It's a dagger. And it also has the other anagrams of knees, K-N-E-E-S, and keens, K-E-E-N-S. Kelps, lots of kelp, has the anagram skelp, S-K-E-L-P, to slap. Skeps, S-K-E-P-S, are beehives. Skye, S-K-I-E-Y, meaning resembling the sky. It also has the anagram yikes, of course, Y-I-K-E-S. And by the way, skye, S-K-I-E-Y, can also be spelled S-K-Y-E-Y. To make matters more cumbersome. Schemo, S-K-I-M-O, is ski mountaineering. That's what it's short for. Skint, S-K-I-N-T, means having no money. and has the anagrams knits, K-N-I-T-S, and stink. Skirl, S-K-I-R-L, is to produce a shrill sound. Skir, S-K-I-R-R, is to move rapidly. Skite, S-K-I-T-E, is to move away and has the anagrams tykes and kites. Skive, S-K-I-V-E, is to cut off the outer covering of something. Skoal, S-K-O-A-L, is to drink to the health of and has the anagram coals, K-O-A-L-S. Skort, S-K-O-R-T, is shorts that resemble a skirt and has the anagram stork, which is a bird, of course, and torsk, T-O-R-S-K, which is a marine fish. Skuas, S-K-U-A-S, are predatory seabirds. Slank, S-L-A-N-K, means to move stealthily. Slaty is resembling slate and has the anagram salty. Split also has the anagram spilt and also the anagram slipped, S-L-I-P-T, which means to slip. Sloid, S-L-O-I-D, is a Swedish training system, has the anagram diols, which is a chemical compound. Lloyds, which is to open a ring lock or a spring lock, I'm sorry. And soldi, S-O-L-D-I, which is an Italian coin. Okay, there you go. Sloyd, S-L-O-Y-D. Not sure what it means. I'll get back to you on that one. Mools, M-O-O-L-S, has the anagrams looms, L-O-O-M-S, and slomo, S-L-O-M-O, which means slow motion. And osmol, which is a unit of osmotic pressure used by Donnie and Marie, but probably not. Oh, by the way, Sloyd, Dials, Lloyd, Soldi also has the anagrams idols, Lidos, and solid. Didn't mean to leave those out. Slubs, S-L-U-B-S, means to draw out and twist. Slurb, S-L-U-R-B, is a poorly planned suburb and has the anagram blurs, B-L-U-R-S, and burls, B-U-R-L-S, which is to finish a cloth by smoothing the lumps out of it. Slipe, S-L-Y-P-E, is a narrow passage in an English cathedral and has the anagram yelps, Y-E-L-P-S. Smalt, S-M-A-L-T, is a blue pigment. You can also add an O or an S to the end of smalt, so you make smalts and smalto. And the anagram of smalt is malt. Yum! I'll drink to that. Mazes, M-A-Z-E-S, has the anagram smaze, S-M-A-Z-E, which is an atmospheric mixture of smoke and haze. Smeek, S-M-E-E-K, means to smoke. Smirk, S-M-E-R-K, is a variation on S-M-I-R-K, has the anagram merks, by the way, M-E-R-K-S, which is a Scottish coin. Smorg, S-M-O-R-G, is short for smorgasbord, although I've never heard anyone say, hey, let's hit the smorg. But maybe I live a sheltered life, I don't know. The other anagram of smorg is gorms, G-O-R-M-S, which means to smear, variation on G-A-U-M-S, by the way. Snath, S-N-A-T-H, is the handle of a scythe, a sith. And, by the way, snath takes an E or an S at the end, and also has the anagram hants, H-A-N-T-S, which means to haunt. Snaws, S-N-A-W-S, is the past tense of to snow, believe it or not, and has the anagram swans, S-W-A-N-S. Wouldn't stick my neck out over that word, though. But I'm bum. Sneck, S-N-E-C-K, is latch, and has the anagram necks. Snick, meaning to nick. And the anagram of snick is nicks, which also means nick, I guess. Snood, S-N-O-O-D, is to secure with a fabric cap or net for hair. Put on your snood in this day and age. Snool, S-N-O-O-L, is to yield and has the anagram loons. Solon, S-O-L-O-N, which is a wise lawgiver. And nolos, which is a legal plea, which means your Solon could issue nolos. Keep that in mind. Snyes, S-N-Y-E-S, is a river side channel. And Soces, S-O-C-E-S, is a sociology course and has the anagram Coses, C-O-S-E-S, which is a variety of lettuce. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this message from our sponsor.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
This week's edition of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Beyond the Mystery, the true story of heiress Sarah Winchester and her improbably odd and iconic home in San Jose, California. Her story, recently turned into a feature film starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren, is given an investigative spin by author and researcher Bennett Jacobstein and tells the real story of this misunderstood and generous woman whose husband invented the Winchester rifle. For more information, go to Amazon.com or visit BeyondTheMystery.com. And we're back. We've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's keep on going with the five-letter uncommon words that have an S in them. Scour is the next one, or scour. S-C-A-U-R, it's a protruding rock, and has the anagram arcus, A-R-C-U-S, which is an arch-shaped cloud. Acnes, A-C-N-E-S, the zits have the anagrams canes, C-A-N-E-S, and cena, S-C-E-N-A, which is an elaborate voice composition. Send, S-C-E-N-D, is to rise upward, as in ascend or descend. Shav, S-C-H-A-V, is a chilled soup. Shul, S-C-H-U-L, is a temple, like a synagogue. And you can spell it S-C-H-U-L or S-H-U-L or S-H-U-L-N. Okay, why not? It's a synagogue. Scopa, S-C-O-P-A, is a small tuft of insect hair and, of course, has the anagram capos, which are German officials. Crag, C-R-A-G-S, is rock and has the anagram scrag, S-C-R-A-G, which is to wring the neck of. Scran, S-C-R-A-N, is food and has the anagram carn, C-A-R-N-S, which are memorial stones, and narcs, N-A-R-C-S. Scrob, S-C-R-O-B, is to scrape with claws. Scudi, S-C-U-D-I, is an Italian coin. You can also spell it S-C-U-D-O, but do not add an S to the end. It doesn't take an S. Scudi and scudo, as is. Sculp, S-C-U-L-P, to form like to sculpt, which, of course, you can add the T to sculpt. Scurf, S-C-U-R-F, is scaly or dry skin and has the anagram curfs, C-U-R-F-S, which is an incision made by a tool. Scuta, S-C-U-T-A, is a horny plate or scale and is the plural of scutum, S-C-U-T-U-M. You can also spell scuta as in scoot, S-C-U-T-E. And scute has the anagram cutes, C-U-T-E-S, which is actually a skin layer, if you can believe it. Sebum, S-E-B-U-M, is fatty matter. Secco, S-E-C-C-O, is the art of painting on dry plaster and has the anagram cosec, C-O-S-E-C, which is a trig function. Sedum, S-E-D-U-M, is a flowering plant and has the anagram mused, M-U-S-E-D. Segni, S-E-G-N-I, is a music sign and has the anagram sengi, S-E-N-G-I, which is monetary unit of Zaire, and also the anagram singe, S-I-N-G-E. Segno, S-E-G-N-O, is a musical sign as well, just like Segni. Seifs, S-E-I-F-S, is a long, narrow sand dune. Seine, S-E-I-N-E, is to catch fish with a vertical hanging net, S-E-I-N-E. Siza, S-E-I-Z-A, is a kneeling martial arts position. Sela, S-E-L-A-H, is a word of unknown meaning in the Psalms. S-E-L-A-H has the anagrams hails, heels, leash, shale, and sheal, S-H-E-A-L, which is a shepherd's hut. Sell, S-E-L-L-E, is a saddle. Simi, or semi, S-E-M-E-E, is covered with heraldic figures. That's what it means. Sense, S-E-N-S-E, has the anagram scenes, S-E-N-E-S, which is a Samoan monetary unit, as well as Esnes, E-S-N-E-S, which is an Anglo-Saxon laborer. Sepic, S-E-P-I-C, is of sepia, meaning if something's sepic, it's kind of like the color of sepia. The other anagrams of sepic are spice and epics. Sepoy, S-E-P-O-Y, is an Indian native serving in the British Army and has the anagrams posy, P-O-S-E-Y, and poesy, P-O-E-S-Y. Septa, S-E-P-T-A, which is a it is the Philadelphia Transit System buses, but it's also, it's something else, but I don't remember what else it is. It also has a million anagrams. You know them all. Paste, pates, tapes, tepas, and spate. Actually, I don't even know what tepas is myself. Serac, S-E-R-A-C, is a large mass of ice off a glacier and has the anagrams cares, scare, races, acres, and karst, which is low fertile land near a river, and escar, E-S-C-A-R, which is a narrow gravel ridge. So a lot of anagrams for Serac. Sarai, S-E-R-A-I, is a Turkish palace and has the anagrams Reais, R-E-A-I-S, which is a Spanish monetary unit. Probably have said it wrong. Laser has a bunch of anagrams. Lears, Serral, which is pertaining to something, ecological changes, as well as Lears, Earls, and Arls. Okay? Reeds, R-E-E-D-S, also has a million anagrams, including Sered, or Sered, to sear, as well as Reeds, R-E-D-E-S, Drees, D-R-E-E-S, Deers, D-E-E-R-S, and Seder, S-E-D-E-R. Serer, or Serer, S-E-R-E-R, means more withered, kind of like me with each passing day. Serow, S-E-R-O-W, is an Asian antelope and has the anagrams worse, W-O-R-S-E, sour, S-O-W-E-R, swore, S-O-W-O-R-E, reso, R-E-S-O-W, a lot of words there. Seri, S-E-R-R-Y, means to crowd together. Sete is a coarse hair, and you can also spell that as sital, S-E-T-A-L. And while we're talking about sital, it has about a million anagrams, including stale, teals, tails, stella, S-T-E-L-A, which is an inscribed slab, tails, T-A-E-L-S, tesla, and steel. Oh my goodness. Seton, S-E-T-O-N, is a surgical thread, and here we go with a million anagrams. Notes, onsets, steno, stone, tones. Lot to remember, but you probably know most of those words. So just remember seton, S-E-T-O-N. Siwan, S-E-W-A-N, is another word for wampum, don't you know? And has the anagrams wanes, W-A-N-E-S, and weens, W-E-A-N-S. Shako, S-H-A-K-O, is a type of a military hut. Shaley, S-H-A-L-Y, having shale, has the anagram hylas, H-Y-L-A-S, which is a tree frog. Sharn, S-H-A-R-N, is cow dung, because you needed a word for that. And shawl, S-H-U-L, S-H-A-U-L, to become shallow, also has the anagrams halls, hulas, halls and hulas. Okay. Shawm, S-H-A-W-M, is a woodwind instrument, the shawm, S-H-A-W-M, also has the anagram whams, W-H-A-M-S. Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, means to show. Shend, S-H-E-N-D, is to disgrace. The past tense of that is shent, S-H-E-N-T, and that has the anagram hence, H-E-N-T-S, to grasp, or thens, T-H-E-N-S. Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, is, what is a sheol? I don't know. I used to know. But anyway, it means hell. Sorry, it means hell. Sheol, it means hell. Sheol also has the anagrams helos, H-E-L-O-S, holes, H-O-L-E-S, and hosel, H-O-S-E-L, which is the part of a golf club. Sherd, S-H-E-R-D, is a variation on shard and has the anagrams herds, H-E-R-D-S, and shred. Shun, S-H-E-W-N, to show, has the anagram wens, W-H-E-N-S. Shiel, S-H-I-E-L, is a shepherd's hut and has the anagram hiles, as in Heil's Hitler's. Shyly, S-H-I-L-Y, means timid. I guess I knew that. It's a variation on shyly, S-H-Y-L-Y. Sure, S-H-I-R-R, is to draw into three parallel rows. Sure, S-H-I-R-R. Shits, you know that one. Also has the anagram schist, which is a rock, S-H-I-S-T. And hists, H-I-S-T-S, which means to hoist. Shiur, shiur? S-H-I-U-R is a Talmudic study session. Shive, S-H-I-V-E, is a thin fragment and has the anagram hives. Shmo, S-H-M-O-E, also spelled S-C-H-M-O-E, is a dolt, and shmo has the anagram homes. Shoat, S-H-O-A-T, is a young hog and has the anagram hosta, H-O-S-T-A, which is a plantain lily, and oaths, O-A-T-H-S. Shogi, S-H-O-G-I, is a Japanese game, kind of like chess. Shogs, S-H-O-G-S, is to move along. Shoji, S-H-O-J-I, is a paper screen used as a partition in a Japanese house. Shoujo, S-H-O-J-O, is manga intended for girls. Shul, S-H-O-O-L, is to shovel, and has the anagram HOLOS. H-O-L-O-S is just short for hologram. Schorl, S-H-O-R-L, is a mineral. It can also be spelled S-C-H-O-R-L. Shot, S-H-O-T-T, is a saline lake. And that can also be spelled C-H-O-T-T. Shoyu, S-H-Y-U, is a soy sauce. Shris, S-H-R-I-S, is a variation on Sri, S-R-I, which is a Hindu mister. Shtik, S-H-T-I-K, is a variation on the spelling of shtik, S-C-H-T-I-C-K. Shtik, S-H-T-I-K, also has the anagram kiths, K-I-T-H-S. Shtum, S-H-T-U-M, means silent, and has the anagram must, as in a state of, that's a state of frenzied male elephants, is a must. Don't want to get caught in a must. Shtup, S-T-S-H-T-U-P, you probably know what that one means. I don't need to go into it here. You can look that up or ask your parents. And the anagram of shtup is futs, P-H-U-T-S, which is a dull, abrupt sound, often made while shtupping. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Shura, S-H-U-R-A, is an advisory council. It has the anagram Sura, S-U-R-A-H, which is a silk fabric. Getting a little punchy here on page 4 of Scrabble Dabble Do today. Sisal, S-I-S-A-L, is a rope fiber. Has the anagram sails, Sials, which is a rock, and Lassie, which is a yogurt water beverage. Sounds disgusting. Sibs, S-I-B-B-S, is just a short version of Sib, S-I-B-S. Sibyl, S-I-B-Y-L, is a female prophet. Hides has the anagram Shide, S-H-I-E-D. Side, S-I-D-H-E, which is a hill inhabited by supernatural beings in Irish folklore. And the other anagram is Deshi, D-E-S-H-I, which is an anagram of the word Desi, which means a Pakistani fellow. Siur, S-I-E-U-R, is a French title of respect. Sigil, S-I-G-I-L, is an official seal. Sigla is an abbreviation to indicate edited text. And sigla has the anagram glias, G-L-I-A-S, which is supporting tissue. Gains, G-A-I-N-S, has two anagrams. One of them is signa, S-I-G-N-A, which is right on the label. And also the other anagram, oh, no, that's the only anagram. Sigma, S-I-G-M-A, is a Greek letter and has the anagram ageism, which is discrimination based on age. Sikas, S-I-K-A-S, is an Asian deer and has the anagram sakis, which is Japanese liqueur. Siker, S-I-K-E-R, means secure, also has the anagram skier, S-K-I-E-R, as well as kiers, K-E-I-R-S, and K-I-E-R-S, and both of those versions of kiers means a vat. Sykes, S-I-K-E-S, is a small stream and has the anagram skies, S-K-I-E-S. Silds, S-I-L-D-S, is young herring. Vales, V-A-I-L-S, has the anagram vials. And silva, which is a forest. By the way, silva, you can add an E to the end, an N to the end, or an S to the end. It makes silva, silve, silvan, and silvas. Simar, S-I-M-A-R, is a light woman's jacket. Not a light woman. It's a light jacket, not a light woman. I don't know. Very bright woman would not be a Simar. It's a jacket, okay? The anagrams of Simar are Mayors, M-A-I-R-S, and Amirs, A-M-I-R-S. Shins, S-H-I-N-S, has the anagrams Sins, S-I-N-H-S, which is a hyperbolic angle function. Siped, S-I-P-E-D, means to seep and has the anagram spied. Siri, S-I-R-E-E, is a variation on sir. Sirrah, S-I-R-R-A, is a form of address used to inferiors. You can also add an H or an S to the end of that word. And the anagram of Sira is Aris, A-R-R-I-S, which is a ridge. And, of course, you know Aris takes a K in the front, don't you, John? Syrup, S-I-R-U-P, is a variation on the spelling of syrup, S-Y-R-U-P. Let's take one more quick break, and we'll be back after this message from our sponsors here on Scrabble Dabble Do. This week's edition of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Bull and Branch. Experience the world's most comfortable bedding and softest sheets enjoyed by three U.S. presidents. The world's first fair trade luxury bedding comes with a 30-night guarantee and also enhances the lives of cotton farmers in India. For 10% off your first order, use the coupon code GOODNESS And for more information and to order, go to bowl, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Season to the Scrabble Dabble Do podcast. We'll be back in September with brand new episodes. We hope you enjoy these. Up until then, you can never study enough. We've got just one more bunch of pages for the five-letter uncommon S-words. Let's knock this out now, and then we can go take a break by playing Parcheesi. I don't know. Coles, C-O-L-E-S, is a cabbage and has the anagram Socle, S-O-C-L-E, which is a block used as a pedestal. Soda, Sodom, S-O-D-O-M, has the anagram moods and dooms. And, of course, Sodom means a notoriously close place for vice. Sodic, S-O-D-I-C, is a metal element, but does have the lovely anagram disco, D-I-S-C-O. Softa, S-O-F-T-A, is a Muslim theology student and has the anagram fatso. Sojus, S-O-J-U-S, is Korean vodka, while soaks, S-O-K-E-S, is a feudal right to administer justice. Sokol, S-O-K-O-L, is an international group promoting fitness and has the anagram Kolos, K-O-L-O-S, which is a folk dance, and Lux, L-O-O-K-S. Solan, S-O-L-A-N, is a gannet or a seabird and has the anagrams loans, L-O-A-N-S, and salon. Saldo, as in soldi, I think we went through this before, is an Italian coin. And solei, S-O-L-E-I, is a leg muscle. Solum, S-O-L-U-M, is a soil layer. And solus, S-O-L-U-S, means alone. Manos, M-A-N-O-S, is a grinding stone? Could be. And has the anagram soman, S-O-M-A-N, which is to a toxic chemical agent, soman. Sonde, S-O-N-D-E, is a device for observing the atmosphere, takes an R or an S at the end, and has the anagram nodes and nosed. Okay? Sonly, S-O-N-L-Y, pertaining to a sun. Sonly, S-O-N-L-Y. Suey, S-O-O-E-Y, is a pig call, don't you know? And Sophie, S-O-P-H-Y, is a Persian ruler and has the anagram hypos, H-Y-P-O-S. Sopor, S-O-P-O-R, is a deep sleep and has the anagram spore, which means to track an animal. And proso, P-R-O-S-O, which is a form of millet or cereal. Soras, S-O-R-A-S, is a bird, has the anagram soars, S-O-A-R-S. And saros, S-R-O-S, which is an eclipse cycle. Sorgo, S-O-R-G-O, is a variety of sorghum. Sorns, S-O-R-N-S, is to force oneself on for food or lodging. I do that all the time. I'll be at your house next week. Sorta, S-O-R-T-A, means kinda. S-O-R-T-A. Sorus, S-O-R-U-S, is a cluster of a reproduction plant and has the anagram sours. Stool, S-T-O-O-L, has the anagrams Lutz, L-O-O-T-S, and Sotol, S-O-T-O-L, which is a flowering plant. Sough, S-O-U-G-H, means to make a moaning sound. Sowar, S-O-W-A-R, is a mounted Indian soldier. Taros has the anagrams Toras, Ratos, Ros, Rotas, which means roster. And Ratos is a rocket-assisted plane takeoff, just so you know. Soyuz, S-O-Y-U-S, is a USSR spacecraft. Somehow it's also an English word. Spado, S-P-A-D-O, is a castrated man and has the anagram APODS, A-P-O-D-S, as well as DOPAS, D-O-P-A-S, which is a drug to treat Parkinson's disease. Spahi, S-P-A-H-I, is a Turkish cavalryman and has the anagram APISH, A-P-I-S-H, meaning resembling an ape, as well as APHIS, A-P-H-I-S. Spale, S-P-A-I-L, is a splinter. We already did this one. It's just in a different page. Has the anagrams Pales, Palus, which is a Hawaiian cliff, Lapis, which is a stone. No, maybe we didn't do this one. And Lipus, which is a Croatian monetary unit. Spate, S-P-A-I-T, is a variation spelling of S-P-A-T-E, but spate has the anagrams of Pitas, P-I-T-A-S, and Tapis, T-A-P-I-S. Okay, Spang, S-P-A-N-G, means directly and has the anagram Pangs, P-A-N-G-S. Spect, S-P-E-C-T, means expect. Spiel, S-P-E-E-L, means to climb and has the anagram Peels, Peles, and sleep. I don't have definitions here, but Spire has the anagrams Spire, S-P-I-R-E, S-P-E-I-R, Prize, Ripes, Perries, Piers, Prize, Spire. It's a lot of words. It's exhausting. Aspic, A-S-P-I-C, is of an asp and has the anagram spica, S-P-I-C-A, or spica, which is an ear of grain. Spile has a bunch of anagrams, S-P-I-L-E, meaning piles, plies, slipe, spiel, and spiel the other way. Spiry, S-P-I-R-Y, is tall and tapering, while Spitz, S-P-I-T-Z, is a dog with a heavy coat. Spode, S-P-O-D-E, is fine china. Sprag, S-P-R-A-G, is a device used to prevent a vehicle from rolling backwards and has the anagram grasp. Sprit, S-P-R-I-T, is a ship's sipard. I don't know what the hell that is. But sprit has the anagram strip, trip, stirp, which is a lineage. And spurt, S-P-I-R-T, which means spurt. Sprug, S-P-R-U-G, is a sparrow. Sprue, S-P-R-U-E, is a tropical disease and has the anagram super and purse. Spumy, S-P-U-M-Y, means foamy, while sputa, S-P-U-T-A, is the plural of sputum, which is saliva. Also has the anagram stupa, S-T-U-P-A, which is a Buddhist shrine. Stayed, S-T-A-D-E, has the anagrams date, stead, sated, tased, and sadi, T-S-A-D-E, which is a Hebrew letter. Stag, S-T-A-I-G, is a colt, not a cult, a colt, like a horse, and has the anagram ageist and gates. Stain, S-T-A-N-E, which means to stone, and has the anagram antes, etnas, which is a container for heating liquids, nates, which is the buttocks, get your nates moving, and neats, N-E-A-T-S. Steer, S-T-E-R-E, has the anagrams Esther, Steer, S-T-E-E-R, a lot of them. Okay, Stitch, S-T-I-C-H, is a line of poetry, S-T-I-C-H. Times has anagrams, including stime, or it means stymie, S-T-I-M-E, which is stymie, just spelled S-T-I-M-E instead of S-T-Y-M-E. The other anagrams of times were emits, items, medies, mites, and smite. Stymie, S-T-I-M-Y, is the same as stymie, S-T-Y-M-Y, to stop. Also has the anagram misty. Stipe, as in Michael from REM, is a slender plant part. That's how I've always thought of him. And has the anagram spite, S-P-I-T-E, and piste, P-I-S-T-E, which is a downhill ski trail. Stirk, S-T-I-R-K, is a young cow and has the anagram skirt. So if you dress up your cow in drag, it's a stirk and a skirt, just so you remember. Toeas, T-O-E-A-S, is Papua New Guinean currency and has the anagram stoae, S-T-O-A-E, which is an ancient Greek walkway. Stoat, S-T-O-A-T, is a black-tipped weasel and has the anagram toast. But don't put a stoat in the toaster. Stobs, S-T-O-B-S, is to stub. Stoma, S-T-O-M-A, is an opening in a plant organ and has the anagram motes and atoms. Stonk, S-T-O-N-K, is to bombard with artillery and has the anagram knots. Stope is to excavate and has the anagrams poets, P-O-E-T-S, and S-stop, which is to, what is an S-stop? I can't even read it. And topes. I'll get back to you on that one, too. stopped, S-T-O-P-T, it just means to stop. And stott, S-T-O-T-T, means to stott, S-T-O-T-T. Stoup, S-T-O-U-P, is a basin for holy water and has the anagram pouts and spout. By the way, the variation of spelling on stope, S-T-O-U-P, is S-T-O-W-P, stoup. Stria, S-T-R-I-A, is a thin groove or stripe and has the anagram erts, astir, sitar, stair, and tarsi, T-A-R-S-I, which is a foot part. Stull, S-T-U-L-L, is supporting timber in a mine. Stoup, S-T-U-P-E, is a medicated cloth applied to a wound and has the anagram set up, upset. Sturt, S-T-U-R-T, is contentum and has the anagram strut and trust. Suba, S-U-B-A-H, is an Indian province and has the anagram habus, H-A-B-U-S, which is a poison snake. Suds, S-U-D-D-S, is a floating mass of vegetation. And sudor, S-U-D-O-R, is sweat. Suete, S-U-E-T-E, is a southeasterly wind in Cape Breton. I know you needed a word for that, S-U-E-T-E. Okay, suety, S-U-E-T-Y, resembling the hard fatty tissue of cattle. Suint, S-U-I-N-T, is a natural grease found in sheep, yuck, and has the anagram units. Souks, S-U-K-H-S, is a variation of the spelling of souk, S-O-U-K, which is a marketplace and has the anagram husks, H-U-S-K-S. Sulci, S-U-L-C-I, is a narrow furrow, and sulfa, S-U-L-F-A, is a bacteria-inhibiting drug. Sulfo, S-U-L-F-O, is sulfonic, meaning containing a univalent radical. Sumis, S-U-M-I-S, is black Japanese ink. Summa, S-U-M-M-A, is the comprehensive work and has the anagram ummas, U-M-M-A-S, which is Muslims. Soups, S-U-P-E-S, is an actor with no lines in a play or a movie and has the anagram spews, puses, or pusses, P-U-S-E-S. By the way, P-U-S-E-S is the plural of pus, pusses, P-U-S-E-S, not P-U-S-S-E-S. Write that one down if you need to. Sural, S-U-R-A-L, pertaining to the leg. Surah, S-U-R-A-H, is a silk fabric and has the anagram shura, S-H-U-R-A, which is an advisory council. Surds, S-U-R-D-S, is a voiceless speech sound. And surgy, S-U-R-G-Y, is surging and has the anagram gyrus, G-Y-R-U-S, which is a ridge in the brain. Sust, S-U-S-E-D, means to sus or find out. And again, just one S as opposed to two. Actually, it does take two S's as well. I just looked that up. Sutta, S-U-T-T-A, is like a sutra or a Hindu aphorism. S-U-T-T-A and has the anagram tauts, T-A-U-T-S. Swami, S-W-A-M-Y, is a variation on Swami, S-W-A-M-I. Sward, S-W-A-R-D, means covered in turf and has the anagrams draws and wards. We're getting near the end. This is great. Swarf, S-W-A-R-F, is a material removed by a cutting tool. Swash, S-W-A-S-H, is to swagger, like a swashbuckler. Swash also has the anagram shaws, meaning to show, and schwas, S-H-W-A-S, which is a vowel sound. Sweer, S-W-E-E-R, means lazy, and has the anagram ewers, E-W-E-R-S, which are large pitchers, as well as sewer and reso. Swink means toil, and has the anagram winks. Swith, S-W-I-T-H, means quickly, and has the anagram whist, W-H-I-S-T, which means to hush. Also has the anagram wits, W-H-I-T-S, which is a particle. Swats, S-W-O-T-S, is a variation on swat, S-W-A-T, and has the anagram stows, S-T-O-W-S. Swoon, S-W-O-U-N, is a variation of the spelling of swoon, S-W-O-O-N. Siles, or Siles, S-Y-L-I-S, is a Guinea monetary unit and has the anagram lysis, L-Y-S-I-S, which is disintegration of cells by lysin. Silva, S-Y-L-V-A, is a variation on S-I-L-V-A, which we spoke of earlier, which is a forest of trees. Cinch, S-Y-N-C-H, is a variation on sink, S-Y-N-C, so maybe it's just spelled sink. And speaking of variations, siren, S-Y-R-E-N, is a variation on siren. Those are the uncommon five-letter words. We hope you've enjoyed this study session. It's more than an hour long. I give you a lot of credit if you made it. Give yourself a drink after this. Thanks for listening to Scrabble Dabble Do, and we'll be back with you for more studying of Scrabble on the Scrabble Dabble Do Network.